Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Have you ever felt like you've tried everything to heal from the pain of sexual abuse, and yet nothing seems to really be helping? Well, one of the reasons why most people struggle to break free from the pain of past child abuse is because the techniques out there are positioned as a one-size-fits-all answer. What I want you to know is that there are actually 3 distinct phases on the path to recovery, and I'd love to share with you about these phases, what issues you must resolve to move to the next phase, and what kinds of support you'll need in order to move forward as quickly and completely as possible. The road to recovery is much easier when you know what stage you're in and what to do next. So don't hesitate. Go to www.rachelgrantcoaching.com/checklist and get your 9-page guide today. Now, on to our show.
Welcome, everyone, to Beyond Surviving, the safe space for survivors of childhood sexual abuse to receive support, resources, and share their stories. Beyond Surviving is about freedom, healing, connection, and even laughter and fun. Most importantly, it's about letting go of the pain of abuse and finally moving on. I'm Rachel Grant, and for those of you who don't yet know me, I've been a sexual abuse recovery coach since 2007, and I'm the author of Beyond Surviving, the Final Stage of Recovery from Sexual Abuse. You can learn more about me and the Beyond Surviving program at rachelgrantcoaching.com. Now today, I'm very excited to be here with you to explore the topic of shame. For survivors of abuse, shame can be one of the most pervasive feelings we carry well after the abuse has ended. And as a result of trauma, we come to believe that we are at fault or to blame for what happened. This then transforms into a deeply rooted way of being that impacts our sense of self. For example, you know, we might come to believe that we're unlovable because we were abused, or we might come to believe that there is inherently something bad or wrong about who we are. In other words, all of our judgments about self are derogatory or negative. And boy, have I been there, right? Like, oh man, so many years of my life stuck in this shame cycle. And so I'm very excited to just share with you a few things today that really helped me put an end to constant self-blame and judgment. To start us off today, I want to share with you a poem that I wrote when I was still in the clutches of shame. I felt the warm Oklahoma air hit my bare shoulders as I held the screen door open for him. A moment of pause. Do I remain or go in? I stepped my child's foot forward to return to the sanctuary of my home, but his fingers wrapped around my arm and he motioned for me to join him. Pause. Gap. No, this is what happened next. A strange blank line that will never be filled in. But I know his hands are on me. And then a click, a switch. I was there, but not there. A cool layer of something I'd later be able to name as shame slid between my skin and the inner part that was me. And thus it began. My inability to remain. My separation from skin, my separation from within. When I went back and thought about that final line, separation from within, you know, what this really means to me is something that's coming between ourselves, like our best, most wonderful selves, and the rest of the world. And the most common cause of this separation is shame. So today I'd like to guide you in exploring how shame is showing up in your life and offer some ideas about what you can do about it. To start off, I'd like you to just take a moment to really connect to how life is for you today, specifically in the areas of shame and self-judgment. What do you notice are the biggest challenges? What's the impact on your life as a result of being consumed by shame or self-blaming thoughts? You know, I know for me, there was a time in my life when I was so struggling with shame, and amazingly, for much of my life, even with therapy, I didn't understand exactly what shame was or how it was impacting my life. And once I did have a bit more of an understanding, I often felt stuck, not knowing what to do to resolve these issues. And I'm guessing many of you can relate to that. So the first thing to notice is that it's really normal if you struggle with shame or self-judgment as a survivor of abuse. It's just a common outcome of trauma. But the good news is that we can heal this core wound so that we can have more self-love and self-care and power in our lives. So today I want to share with you two key things that are going to help you with this and set you on the path to freedom from shame. And by no means am I saying this is all you need to do, but it will certainly get you going. So one of the things that shows up in our lives, or one of the ways that shame shows up in our lives, is constant self-judgment. Why aren't I this? Why am I not better? You know, this is wrong about me. I can't do that. This is messed up. And we spend a lot of our time in our heads really just finding fault with ourselves and constantly judging, and that is exhausting. That takes up so much mental energy, and it just drives us further and further into despair or depression or disconnection. So one of the first things that I would welcome you to begin trying is some acceptance, sending acceptance to those parts of yourselves that you maybe aren't so in love with sometimes, or in a moment, or are wondering if it's ever going to change. As we start to move out of self-judgment and into acceptance, we actually can create the opportunity to heal. So one of my favorite ways to do this is to create an acceptance mantra. to name the thing that I could use some acceptance around, and to also give myself an opportunity to tune into the future possibility. So, for example, the structure is, this is my blank of today, and I'm working towards my blank of tomorrow. So, you know, this is my, you know, body of today, and I'm working towards, you know, a body that I love tomorrow. That was one that my client came up with. And then, oh, this is my, you know, anger and frustration of today, and I'm working towards, you know, being more peaceful and grounded in the future. This is my financial situation of today, and I'm working towards more success. This is my career of today, and I'm working towards finding that career and purpose that I really love. So the idea here is that if we can offer some acceptance in the first part, and then add on that second piece where we go, yeah, but I'm also working towards what it is that I really want to see happening in this area, we're going to create better energy around that. And we're also going to sometimes create motivation, right? Oh, yeah, I guess I better get on, you know, writing that resume, or, you know, go for a 10-minute walk today, or whatever it might be. So I hope you'll give that a try. It actually can pack such a huge punch and get us out of that rumination and self-judgment and just constant self-blame that we can find ourselves in as survivors of trauma. Now, another way that shame can impact our lives is that we can find ourselves constantly taking the blame for everything. Oh my goodness, we are good at that, right? And in my upcoming masterclass this month, I'll be teaching an in-depth process for breaking out of this. But today I want to share just a simple strategy that my clients, you know, really love. So what I want you to imagine is that you have two buckets. And one is labeled mine, and one is labeled not mine. Now, imagine that you were sitting down to share a bag of candy with your friends. And you open that bag of candy, and then you know, normally what we would do is, okay, one in my bucket, one in your bucket, and back and forth. One for you, one for me. One for you, one for me, right? Now, imagine that you sat down and you said, no, okay, I'm pouring all the candy into my bucket. Now, your friend would say, what are you doing? Some of that belongs to me. Put some of that in my bucket. And if we're not careful as survivors of trauma, we will just keep putting everything, whether it belongs to us or not, into our bucket. And the consequence of that is, you know, we're carrying around a lot of shit. We're carrying around our stuff. We're carrying around other people's stuff. It gets heavy. It's a burden. It steals our energy. So one of the things we really want to become skilled at as survivors of abuse is beginning to distinguish between those things that belong in our bucket and those things that don't. It's a way to kind of check in with yourself and go, yeah, does that actually belong in my bucket or not? And one of the easiest ways to really determine if something belongs to you or not is to check in with who made the choice. And if you didn't make the choice, you can't really put it in your bucket. So, for example, if somebody breaks a window and you start to say, oh, gosh, you know, I made him angry. You know, I got him upset and then he did that. Well, if you put that in your bucket, you're creating shame and self-blame for something that actually doesn't belong to you because you did not make the choice. You made the choice to maybe be provocative or be mean or be whatever it was, but you didn't make the choice to break the window. And for survivors of abuse, a lot of the times where we are making the greatest error is we are taking responsibility for things that do not belong to us, and that leads to shame. So I really want to encourage you to think about, okay, when something's happening, either in the present or looking back at past experiences, who made the choice? Does this go in my bucket or not? And by way of that, you can begin clearing out those things that don't belong to you and can address and heal the things that do belong to you if there are things you notice. So I hope you'll take these two strategies, simple, straightforward, easy to apply, but they have so much impact in how we feel about ourselves and in making sure that we're not taking responsibility for things that don't belong to us. To wrap up today, I want to share with you all another poem. This one when I was on the other side of shame. I could feel it tonight, a slip in time, and I was a young girl again in front of the TV. The distinct switch, a moment flipping from here to not here, I felt her smallness, her fear, her need to disappear. Food in, TV in, pain out. Food in, TV in, fear out. Food in, TV in, hopelessness out. Food in, TV in, thoughts out. And so it began back then, my superpower of being able to switch off and survive. And I treasure this skillfulness, adeptness, and wisdom that I could save myself this way. But today is new. Today it is time to release that switch. There is no need to be here, not here anymore. I am safe. I am powerful. I am whole. And I can be fully present. I can remain. I can be marvelous, intelligent, beautiful. Me, united from within, finally back in my skin. I want to thank you all for joining me today and listening in. I always appreciate you as a community and as followers of this podcast. I really appreciate your continued support and engagement. I want to invite you, if you'd like to build on what we've talked about today and explore shame further, to go to rachelgrantcoaching.com/shame-class to learn more about the upcoming masterclass. And if you're listening to this podcast down the road, you can still visit that website and gain access to the MP3. So, until next time, I really want to welcome all of you to try out the strategies that we've talked about today and visit rachelgrantcoaching.com, check out the other resources that are there, and please be sure to subscribe to the podcast because we have so much more to share. And until soon, take really good care of you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.